Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, congratulations. Getting back on track. Good bounce back week for you guys out in Cleveland.
Yeah, it was. I thought our team played good complementary football. We were able to get ahead early in the game, play from ahead, and think that kind of took Cleveland out of some options that they had. Obviously, they had to handle a quarterback, a couple quarterback injuries. So, but overall, I thought we did a solid job and, made plays in all three phases of the game.
We got Rob and Tom both back. You didn't have those guys for 4 weeks. I'm not going to sit here and ask you how Tom played. It looked like he played pretty well. But from an operational standpoint, just seemed things were smooth, just stopping things at the line of scrimmage, the check with me's, maybe getting out of some plays, getting you guys into good plays, snap count, everything in place. Seemed like he was about week eight, week nine mode for him.
Well, we had a good day in terms of not having many negative plays offensively. I think we only had two all day, so that's always a good thing to keep the ball moving forward. We didn't have that the week before against Buffalo where we had a lot of negative plays in long yardage situations. So, the more that we can avoid those long yardage situations, obviously the better off we're going to be.
From a fan's perspective and even from a broadcast perspective, you look at number 52, where the heck this guy come from? Landon Roberts, how did you really get attracted to this guy watching him play in college?
It was interesting. The first time I really saw him was against Navy when Houston played Navy, and I was watching Keenan Reynolds, the Navy quarterback, and Landon had a big game in that game, and Reynolds threw the ball a lot, so I was actually a little bit surprised to see the amount of passes and then to be able to see Landon in the passing game as well as the running game. We did a little follow-up work after that. Brian Flores went down, worked him out at Houston. Chad O'Shea's father, Mike O'Shea, is the trainer down there. So we had a few connections. But he's really worked hard, really improved all year from when he got here in the spring, all through training camp, and was really able to help us on Sunday against Cleveland.
It's nice to see a lot of Patriots fans out there at the game in Cleveland. I know you talked about it during the week. And if you were lucky enough to stay late and leave late, the team buses stopped at the Jim Brown statue, and the team went out, including yourself. Why was it so important for you to have your football team stop and admire the statue?
I just thought it was good for our team to be able to recognize and appreciate Jim Brown, what he's done for the game, what he's done for really all of us in terms of paving the way in professional football, and the positive influence that he has on young people, the youth, and let's say the overall, spirit of the American way. But he was such a great player and such a great ambassador for professional football and for the game. Greatest player that ever played. Thought it was the right thing to do.
All right. You turn the page quickly. You go in, you see Cincinnati, and they're playing Dallas, and you start getting ready for Cincinnati. You know Cincinnati's a good football team, but when you see a good football team getting handled the way they were early in that Dallas game, you're thinking, oh, man, here we got them next week. Unfortunately, you haven't been in that situation a lot, but things don't go well after losses, and it's kind of an angry week, and you want to get back at it, and you're thinking, oh, boy, here they come. How good is Cincinnati?
Well, they're a very talented team, and certainly Dallas wasn't their best day. I think what you did see from the Bengals was, a very competitive performance in the third and fourth quarter. They fought back. They made it 28-14. They had a couple chances to close the gap. So I think their resiliency and their overall mental toughness, to play well like that on the road, even when things weren't going well, showed a lot about the character of their football team.
If they get Tyler Eifert back for this game, how much does that affect what they do? And A.J. Green, he's fantastic. He's had a couple really good weeks here. And you know what it's like to have your tight ends healthy and how that affects the passing game. How much could that help them getting Eifert back when you watch him on film?
Well, it's just another big playmaker. Yeah. I don't know that they would, dramatically change their offensive system that much. Maybe a couple plays here or there. But, Eifert's just another playmaker to go with, Green, LaFell, Boyd, of course the running backs, Bernard and Hill. Azuma, who's done a good job of filling in. So they have a lot of players and a lot of playmakers, and Eifert just, gives them another one when he's there.
Okay, time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Zelik in Brookline. Wants to ask you about Malcolm Brown. Year two development, gets two sacks last week. Seems like he's really building for something here. What has changed for him from year to year now as he is in the second year and starting to push the middle of that defense for you?
Well, I think, like Malcolm, for most players in their second year, it's that experience. It's the second year, knowing what to expect, having been through a year of training, schemes, the routine, the week after week, NFL grind that's kind of twice as long as the college season, the level of competition, how good everybody is every week. You know, when you're in college, you don't get those. You get some of those, you know, freshmen and there's no freshman in the NFL. Everybody's good. So it's, you know, I think the level of competition and all that and just settling into the second year, you know, again, the transition moving from Texas to this area, you know, that's a big adjustment too. So I think everything for those second year players, Malcolm Brown being one of them, is, you know, it's all on the positive side, just having that first year behind you.
Texas transition, you don't have a lot of cattle in your yard up here. So down there in Texas, you can keep them out back.
No rattlesnakes either.
No rattlesnakes. There are a couple. I think they have that rattlesnake island out here somewhere. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Belstrader later in the show. A little bit of A.J. Green, some of the stuff they do on defense.
Yeah, they've got a lot of explosive players, so we'll see them on both sides of the ball, plus Erickson.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more Patriots All Access right after this.